Welcome back to the Ayurvedic Glow Podcast, a place to discuss how the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda can be applied to your modern everyday life to help you feel vibrant in mind, body, and spirit, enjoy optimal health, and glow from the inside out. I'm your host, Katrina, an Ayurvedic health counselor and plant-based nutrition advocate based in Santa Monica, California. Through this podcast, I'll be sharing with you what I'm learning in the areas of plant-based nutrition, sleep, yoga, meditation, and a variety of holistic mind-body approaches to optimal health. I aim to explore each of these areas through the lens of Ayurveda. In this episode, I want to share an Ayurvedic practice that has been a game changer for me, specifically the practice of aligning with the rhythms of nature, and even more specifically, the daily practice of having an earlier, lighter dinner, which means, for me, making lunch the main meal of the day. An earlier, lighter dinner can help you to sleep better at night, feel more energized and lighter when you wake up in the morning, and feel better overall throughout the day. So in this episode, I want to go more in depth on these two areas. Here's what we'll cover. Number one, why staying in sync with the rhythms of nature is important when it comes to optimizing your health. Ayurveda was founded on this principle, and an exciting new branch of science called circadian medicine now supports this as well. Also, you'll learn why an earlier, lighter dinner can help you to align with nature's rhythms and support your overall energy, quality of sleep, and ideal weight. Finally, I'll share a few quick and easy dinner ideas to help you shift to an earlier, lighter dinner. Let's dive in. Okay, so as mentioned, one of the fundamental principles of Ayurveda is that we can support our optimal health and longevity by aligning with the rhythms of nature. This is something that Ayurveda has been teaching for thousands of years, and the good news is that an exciting new branch of science called circadian medicine has emerged that supports Ayurveda's ancient wisdom. In fact, in 2017, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to two scientists, quote, for their discoveries of molecular mechanisms controlling the circadian rhythms, otherwise known as our biological clock. Circadian medicine reveals how the light and dark cycles of the day affect our digestion, sleep, hormone production, cardiac function, innate immunity, neurophysiology, body temperature, activity, and rest. Now, all living organisms on Earth have an internal clock known as the circadian rhythm. In humans, this is why we awake during the day and sleep at night. Our biological clock also helps regulate eating habits, hormone release, blood pressure, and body temperature. The biological clock responds to darkness by triggering the brain's production of melatonin, a hormone that promotes sleep. So when the sun goes down, our brain begins to produce melatonin. In our modern world, however, we're no longer limited by the setting of the sun for light. We can simply turn on lights when the sun goes down. As a result, many of us spend time after sunset watching movies, reading books, working, or FaceTiming, or something else via a variety of screens or lights, whether it's a laptop, desktop, tablet, or phone. So it's important to be aware that the bright light we're exposing ourselves to suppresses melatonin production, and this can disrupt our ability to experience quality sleep. Circadian medicine also explains that an imbalance between lifestyle and the rhythms of nature can lead to increased risk for a number of diseases, including metabolic diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and cancer, and neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease. As mentioned, Ayurveda has long recognized the importance of aligning with daily, monthly, and seasonal cycles to create ease and flow in our lives, as well as a way to support optimal well-being. In a previous episode, I explained the concept of the three doshas in more detail. So if you missed that episode, be sure to check it out to learn more, and I'll be sure to drop a link in the show notes below to that episode. The three doshas are Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Vata dosha, which is characterized by air and ether elements, is dominant from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. and from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Ayurveda teaches that the afternoon vata hours are a time of creativity, problem solving, and expansive thinking. Meanwhile, the early morning vata hours of 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. are a peaceful time of day, so this is a time for receptivity, self-reflection, and an ideal time for meditation, prayer, or spiritual practice. Pitta dosha, which is characterized by the elements fire and water, is dominant between the hours 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ayurveda teaches that the Pitta time of day is a time of digestion, productivity, and transformation. It's during the midday hours of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. that the sun is at its highest in the sky, and there's more heat in the natural world as well as in our bodies and minds. It's for this reason that our body metabolism is strongest during the midday hours. Finally, we have Kapha dosha, which is dominant during the period of 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Kapha dosha is characterized by water and earth elements, which are heavier elements. So the morning period of 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. has a heavier energy, as does the time 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., which is a time of day when the body's metabolism begins to slow down as it prepares for sleep. Okay, so that's number one. We are part of nature and we can optimize our health and well-being by aligning with nature's rhythms. So the next question is, why does Ayurveda teach that it's important to make lunch your largest meal of the day instead of dinner? And how can an earlier, lighter dinner help you to experience more energy, more clarity of mind, a higher quality of sleep, and even support your ideal weight? So according to Ayurveda, our digestive fire, also referred to as Agni in Sanskrit, is strongest in the middle of the day when the sun is at its peak. It's for this reason that Ayurveda recommends lunch to be the largest meal of the day. So when our digestive ability is strong, we're able to create healthy tissues, eliminate waste efficiently, and produce a subtle energy called ojas, which influences immunity, physical strength, and clarity of perception. In the evening, however, our metabolism, our digestive ability slows down as the body is getting ready to go to sleep. Ayurveda suggests, therefore, that it's best to eat dinner at least 3 hours before going to sleep so that our body can fully digest the food. And if you have trouble going to sleep, eating earlier may help with this as well. When we fully digest everything before going to sleep, the body can direct all of its energy to the other important nighttime functions like flushing out toxins from the brain, digesting the events of the day, and repairing and growing brain cells. And when we align with the rhythms of nature, including when we eat and when we sleep, we support our optimal health. Eating an earlier, lighter meal at least 3 hours before you go to sleep ensures that digestion is complete. Your body is now free to focus on all the restorative and healing processes that happen during sleep. And when the body can focus on repairing itself during the night, as opposed to digesting a big meal right before bedtime, you'll wake up feeling more energized and lighter. The takeaway is, we are a part of nature, so it makes sense that we optimize our health when we align our lifestyle and diet with the daily, monthly, and seasonal rhythms of nature. By knowing how the different energies of the day flow and how this impacts our health and well-being, we can adjust our activities so that we are in sync with the day. Simple changes in our daily routine and eating habits can make a huge difference in how we assimilate the nutrients that we take in. After all, as Ayurveda teaches, it's not just about what we eat, but also, more importantly, about what nutrients we absorb. So when we make lunch the most substantial meal of the day, we support our body's ability to absorb and assimilate nutrients. So that brings us to the next question. What are some quick and easy ideas for an earlier, lighter dinner? Well, when we think about dinner, we can also think of the word supper. And when we think of supper, the words supplemental or super come to mind. So a delicious soup, a light salad, a warm cooked and spiced curry, these are all great options for a lighter, earlier dinner. Or you may want to consider some other lighter foods that are easy to digest. Things like lightly cooked or sauteed veggies are another great option. Meanwhile, it's best to avoid eating heavy foods at night, like meat, dairy, pasta, or beans, because these foods are more difficult to digest and require more time to digest. When it comes to shifting to an earlier, lighter dinner, another tip is to plan ahead. I try to plan the meals ahead of time when I shop for groceries or when I go to the farmer's market. However, a number of times during the week, I may also be eating out for a variety of reasons. So when this happens, the one thing that I know I can still control, no matter what the day brings, is that I can make the decision to make lunch the primary meal of my day. So I make sure that lunch is nutrient dense and that it has enough healthy fats to keep me fueled and satiated until it's time for dinner. And as long as I have a substantial nutrient dense lunch with healthy fats, I usually don't need a snack in the afternoon, and I'm also not ravished later in the day either. As a result, I personally find it easier to have a lighter, earlier dinner. Now, all of that said, the best way to find out what works best for you is to experiment. See how you feel when you make your lunch the primary meal of your day. Try it out for a week and see how you feel when you have an earlier, lighter dinner. Do you feel more energized in the morning and throughout the day? Do you feel lighter when you wake up in the morning? These are just a few of the questions to ask yourself when you shift to an earlier, lighter dinner. Once again, find out what works best for you by experimenting. As a side note, I do want to mention that research shows that a high-calorie breakfast, or for that matter, high calories earlier in the day, with reduced intake at dinner is beneficial and might be a useful alternative for the management of obesity and metabolic syndrome, which is associated with some of those chronic illnesses I mentioned earlier, such as heart disease and diabetes. Okay, so this brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and have an even deeper awareness of the powerful impact that aligning with nature's rhythms can have on your overall well-being. Ayurveda has been teaching for thousands of years that it's not just about what you eat that's important, but also about what your body absorbs and assimilates. Digestion is the key to your health because it's through digestion that your body builds cells, tissues, muscles, bones, and more. Once again, we are not just what we eat, but what we absorb and assimilate. A nutrient-dense, satiating lunch, which includes healthy fats, will fuel you throughout the day. And an earlier, lighter dinner, at least 3 hours before going to sleep, will allow your body to fully digest the food and focus on the restorative processes of sleep. By syncing the times you eat during the day with nature's timing, you'll benefit most from the nutrients you consume and optimize your energy as well. So try this out for a week or two and let me know how it goes for you. Do you feel more energized in the morning? What have you found works best for you? Let me know by sending a direct message. I'm so excited to share more in a future episode. Until then, if you found this podcast helpful, please subscribe and share with anyone you think may benefit. Also, if you'd like to support this podcast, please rate and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your rating and review will help more people to find this podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Together, we can spread the message of holistic healing to others and co-create a healthier, happier world. Before I go, I'd love to connect with you on social as well. You can find me on Instagram and YouTube at Katrina Hepler. And if you have any topics you'd like me to cover on a future episode, please use the hashtag #TheAyurvedaGlow. Finally, if you'd like to learn more about my programs and upcoming workshops, please visit my website at katrinah.com, and I'll be sure to drop the links in the show notes below. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you so much. Wishing you a beautiful day.